broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
We've seen nothing out of the president as far as...
It just seems like it's over.
You know what I believe is coming.
Of course, I was riding on the bus and then they didn't let me...
He needs his mama.
Effing retarded.
Yeah! World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. This is Radio for Patriots by Patriots. We go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't and they won't, man. They won't try. They wouldn't dare go through the living, breathing hell that we go through. But, and that was Pastor William Renick putting us through that hell.
That's very ironic. A pastor's going to put you through hell, man.
I don't think it's ironic at all. I think if you're going to be put through hell, many times it is a pastor that does it, and I say that with all due respect. What is going on here in the Ivory Coast, you can see on our video feed. If you're looking at philhendryshow.com's Phil TV in HD, and that is that we have a video feed. I'll be willing to tell you right now that we have the best video feed, the best webcast every day, every single show. The quality of our webcast is better than anything that you will see. The quality of the picture that you get on our webcast is better than anything you will see. And right now, we are also pumping in, by way of our net, the Libya. What the hell? What do I want to look at Libya for? I don't want to see that. But in any event, we can show you news. Anything that we want to show you, we'll show you. And even some things that you may not want to see, we'll show you, which makes us, I guess...
Flashers.
Makes us flashers, yeah. All right, so I'm kidding. Anyway, welcome back to the program. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We have Bud Dickman along with Robert Leonard doing the do here, giving us the news hour. I wanted to update you on this story. Oh, by the way, we failed to do our affiliate spotlight at the beginning of the show, so let me be the first to thank and to honor KKAT 860 AM in Salt Lake City and WLRT 1250 AM in Lexington, Kentucky. Two great stations on the Phil Hendry. Thanks, Bud.
Yeah. Way to do it.
Way to affiliate with us, man. Two great stations on the Phil Hendry Network. We appreciate, seriously, very, very much. Go to our website, by the way, and pick up a Phil Hendry coffee mug. It's brand new in our shop. Here it is on the video cast. It's a sweet thing, man. Elise, and you know who you are. Yours got kicked back. Your address was wrong. So I don't know whose address you put on there. I'm kidding. We probably called her. All right. Police pepper spray an 8-year-old twice after classroom outburst, mom to file complaint. Now, you heard this story yesterday, and you're probably saying, well, why do we got to go through with this garbage again? Well, there's been an update. And the update is they've just finished their rounds of media. Now, I am particularly troubled by this story because I don't like these people, parents, like that guy who was the reality show dad and the balloon took off. You remember that guy?
Oh, yeah, man. That whatever happened to that guy?
I'll tell you what. Nothing happened to him. He's still hanging around.
Still hanging around. That's pretty funny. He's in a balloon still hanging around.
You know what I'm talking about. He is still hanging around. He's still bothering people. He bothers people. He bothers me. And he's still bothering and hanging around. Yeah, thanks very much, Eddie, or whatever the hell his name is. Would you just, please... You know, we're closing up for the day. Can you just go home and we'll talk to you in the morning, okay? All right, okay, but I got another great idea. He's still bugging people and hanging around. Well, this mother strikes me and would smack me were I to say this to her as the kind of mother that probably, she probably want to get her own reality TV show.
Yeah, probably.
Probably wants to get her picture in a newspaper. Anyway, Colorado police and school officials are defending a decision to pepper spray a second grade boy two times. Good for you. Don't back down. I don't care if he's a kid, just like that old lady that got tased in Texas. I haven't changed my opinion at all. That old bag was giving that cop a hard time. She knew exactly what was coming. The officer did everything by the book. He tased her yakky, whiny, naggy ass. And, you know, she was asked multiple times, please let me see your driver's license. You are being cited. You may not leave. These are things that when a cop tells you, you don't move, you don't move. Where do people get the idea that they get to move? If a cop says, here's what's going to happen, it's a cop.
Yeah, but he could be wrong.
Oh, he could be wrong. Well, if he's wrong, then that's where you plead not guilty, see?
Oh, yeah, that's right, man. You get to plead not guilty.
Well, look at, man. We are the most candy-ass country in a lot of ways. I mean, we got coppers here. You think these cops are bad? I mean, all you got to do is, do you know anybody that's been in jail in Mexico? You don't want to. Anyway, here is the story. This little punk, I mean, this little boy got pepper sprayed twice after he threatened to kill his teachers. Of course, he wasn't serious. And we'll just skip over that. And the little boy, he's a little boy, 8 years old, he's threatening to kill his teachers. Okay, whatever. This kid's got trouble, man, and with a capital T. If the cops have been called there, not once, not twice, three times, Mom. Aiden Elliott seems like a typical video game-loving 8-year-old, says ABC News, but what would they know? But what happened in his Glennon Heights Elementary School on February 28th was hardly typical. Aiden said, I kind of blow up a little. Yeah. Has the kid gotten a CAT scan? Let's get down to the basics here, okay? Can we just get the basics out of the way before the mother goes on TV and starts running her guts about this and that and the cops did this and something else and the little boy, ain't he cute? Have we run this kid's brain through a scope? Has anyone just, okay, let's see what we got. Bob, go ahead, run the kid through. What are you doing? I'm going to just shut up and run it through. Aha! Look at that.
What do you think they're going to find, man? Like a big tumor?
Yeah, they might. And if they do, they may save this world a heap of trouble come, oh, I don't know, 10 years from now when the kid climbs a tower with his dad's sniper rifle.
What are you talking about? When's that ever happened?
It happened, man.
When?
Are you an idiot or something?
It happened?
Yes, it happened. 1966, University of Texas.
I'm going to go look it up.
Yeah, you do that, man. That sounds like something good for you to do. The boy's mother, Mandy Elliott, is furious with school officials. Yeah, I'll bet she is. She's furious with school officials because, well, they did something to her little boy because he was acting up and because he's insane. And because, once again, the cops had to be called for your punk kid. Our police officers, whose other duties, you know, may be very serious and may be needed. And they may be needed to attend other situations, but they got to come out to the school now for the third time for your brat. The third time now. And what is the kid doing? He's standing there with a stick, and he's trying to ward off these cops with a stick. The kid goes, I was angry. Oh, this is the mother talking. You don't know whether it's the kid or the mother, because the kid talked the same way. The little boy, Aiden Davis, do you know what he said to the cops? He said, I'll kill you mother effers. Teachers were so worried for their safety, they reportedly barricaded themselves in an adjacent office. He told the teachers the same thing. If they came out, they were going to die. Now we have Mom, and she's making the rounds on the TV shows. I can't wait to hear this. Here on ABC's Good Morning America with Jessica Hopper, Aiden Elliott admits he wanted to hurt his teachers.
Of course, I was riding on the bus, and then they didn't let me, like, do something I, like, yeah, wanted to do.
Oh.
And then we, like, needed to do stuff, but they wouldn't let me.
Oh, I
see.
So
they put me, like, in a corner with chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And they called my mom and just kind of told her. It was really the teachers because I just got really upset at them.
Okay.
Did you mean it, though, when you said that you wanted to kill them?
A little.
And when you took a piece of this board from the wall, did you have any intention of using that as a weapon?
Kind of.
Uh-huh. Now, you heard the kid's own words. I wanted to do something, and hey, they wouldn't let me do it. Isn't that something? That's rough, isn't it, man? You're kidding. You're kidding me. Yeah. Well, I can't believe that. Can we get Secretary of State Clinton, please, on the phone? Also, I'd like to have the FBI in here. This little boy was 8 years old.
Yes, sir.
And he wanted to do something, and they wouldn't let him do it. Yes, sir, we understand. Get on that. Get on that. I want the Hague. I want you get Justice Jackson and pull him out of the grave. This is Nuremberg, man. You know.
Yes, sir. I think this will be your shining moment, sir.
Thank you. All right. Number two, here we have Elliot's mom, Mandy. She says her son, even though the cops have been called on this kid three times, he's not normally an angry child.
No, it only happens at school.
Oh, I
see. It doesn't happen at soccer, doesn't happen at swimming, doesn't happen with babysitters, family members. It's only at school.
This is the third time police have been called to the school,
yeah,
because of Aiden's behavior. Don't you think that indicates there's some sort of problem?
I think there is a problem, but it's with school and Aiden. and I don't know what else there is for me to do when I'm not there at school to figure out what is causing the problem.
This is an idiot. You can hear her. She's an idiot. This is not even a human being that should have had a kid. I mean, I'm telling you that right now. Did you hear her? I've never heard anything so stupid in my life. And it'd be funny were it not for the fact that she has a child. And the child has had the cops called 3 times to the school. It's got to be the school's fault. How about you, Mom? Do you suppose you're such a dumbass? Maybe it's drug damage. Maybe the fact that you're so indulgent with a child that already has a biochemical imbalance that it's just spinning the kid out of control. I mean, you just heard the kid. He was told no. Well, only at school. I know probably only at school because that's the only place where they tell the kid, no, you may not. Sit down and shut your trap. At soccer, at parties, with the babysitter, oh my God, I can only imagine what this kid puts the babysitter through. Are you sure the babysitter's alive? When you come home from a date with your husband, quote unquote, or whoever, do you find a babysitter or is there just a body? Or maybe just a pair of shoes and a blood splatter? Here is, now here's Mandy, the mom. She says she's not happy with how the police handled the situation. I, for one, don't think they went far enough.
He's a child. There were 2 grown police officers.
Uh-huh.
They didn't even try to talk to him. You talk to him and you find out what it is that's bothering him.
I see.
As well. You don't just walk in, ask him to stop, and then spray.
Stop and spray? Isn't that what you do?
Wow, man.
I'm going to tell you something right now. That woman is so stupid, she sounds like a bit that we do. I swear to God.
I'm just going to say, that lady sounds like Bobby Dooley.
She sounds just like Bobby Dooley. She sounds exactly like the quintessential Bobby Dooley. Suburban, dumb, dictatorial, always right, narcissistic, with a little piece of garbage for a kid that she thinks is just the apple of her eye. There you go.
Should say it's a piece of garbage. No child. Every child has value and wonderment and great stuff.
Oh, well. Hey, but you know, Robert.
Yeah, that was great, man.
Hey.
Quit making fun of me.
No. That was beautiful, man. Every child is what? Go ahead, lay that on me again.
Yeah, what would you say, man? Wonderment?
Shut up.
Every child is beautiful and has wonderment. Is that a flavor or is that something the kid...
Shut up.
All right, we'll be back on the Phil Henry Show. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Also, our website, philhenryshow.com. Head on over there, get a backstage pass, and figure out what it's all about. My brother. Coming up, Glenn Beck will end his Fox News show. John Edwards may end his own life. That's what they claimed in the National Enquirer. If he is given jail time, they say he threatened suicide. We're going to get into this. Plus, is our future president, President Trump. Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Radio for Patriots by Patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Ha! Radio for Patriots by Patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, and our website is philhenryshow.com. And we were just, I might as well tell you what you're talking about here, but Bud didn't understand that, but Portugal, there's been a lot in the news about Portugal, they're having money problems, and so I said to Bud, I wonder why Portuguese and Spanish is so different. What happened? What took place? And then I said there was such a thing as Castilian Spanish, and you flipped your lid.
Yeah, because you were saying it's all gay.
No, I didn't say it was gay. I didn't say it was gay at all.
You said that's how... You don't...
Take it easy, Robert. I said it's how they pronounce it. Castilian. That's what they do. They say, like, Jose Maria Olazabal was a golfer.
You're doing that on purpose.
Look, I tell you what. I'm not going to explain it. I got other stuff I got to do. Look it up. Get educated. Learn something.
You're dumb, man. Oh, yeah? Nobody's going to believe that a guy talks with a lisp unless he is being gay.
What? You're an idiot. That's what Castilian Spanish sounds like. It sounds like Sylvester the Cat, okay? So sue me. Glenn Beck to end his daily... What is this?
This is a subpoena. You're being sued. Get out of here.
Boy, he typed that up pretty fast.
Yeah.
Glenn Beck to end daily Fox News program. Glenn Beck will end his daily Fox News program. Thank you. No, the headline was, you know, Glenn's going to end his Faley Docs Foos, boy, his daily Fox News program. His departure was jointly announced in a statement on Wednesday by Fox and Mr. Beck's company, Mercury Radio Arts. Fox News and Mercury Radio Arts, which have, quote, clashed over the making of Glenn Beck, will work together to develop and produce a variety of television projects for air on the Fox News channel, as well as content for other platforms, including Fox News digital properties. As expected, a senior Fox executive, Joel Cheatwood, will join Mr. Beck at Mercury Radio Arts. The joint statement did not specify an end date for Mr. Beck's show, calling Glenn Beck, which has been telecast at 5 p.m. on Fox since early 2009, called Glenn Beck, I should say. Asked if Fox News had a rough end date for Glenn Beck, a spokeswoman referred back to the statement, Mr. Beck's contract with Fox ends in December. Mr. Beck is a hugely popular figure on Fox News. He averages 2.2 million viewers each weekday, though his ratings, quote, have fallen somewhat in the last year, end quote. And we'll have plenty of comment on that. He is beloved by his fans for speaking out against what he sees as threats from progressive socialists and people he deems radicals. His opponents, and there are many, condemn him for his conspiratorial views and apocalyptic predictions. Notably, his program is a rare daily broadcast platform for a strain of libertarian politics that is also evident in the Tea Party, and on and on and on we go. Though it rarely spilled onto the television broadcast, Mr. Beck and his manager repeatedly clashed with Fox, and they had been contemplating an exit from Fox for some time. Two of the post-Fox options Mr. Beck has considered, according to people who have spoken about it with him, are a partial or wholesale takeover of a cable channel or an expansion of a subscription video service on the web. His company's been staffing up, making web shows, some of which have little or nothing to do with Mr. Beck, and charging a monthly subscription for access to the shows. All right. So in other words, what Glenn's doing on a larger scale is what we do with our website and what a lot of people who are talent and who are smart are doing. They're going into business for themselves. Now, I know there's a lot of people don't like Glenn Beck, and if you could just divorce yourself from that for a moment, because I'll tell you what's happening here, but you've got to divorce yourself from your dislike of his politics, and I understand. I don't particularly like his politics either, but what I do admire is he's a showman, and I think that you would be less crazy if you understood that. A lot of you guys that may not like him. I like him. I think that Glenn Beck is a great showman, a great entertainer. And I think most of the people listening to this radio show probably like him, but there's a lot of people out in America that don't. And a great showman, a great entertainer. And here's the bottom line. Fox needs him more than he needs Fox. Do you understand? Fox needs him more than he needs Fox News. What he wants to do, he can't do on Fox. His show and the things that he wants to do and the way that he stretches and the way that he does and experiments and does a lot of stuff, they don't do that stuff on a news channel. This cat comes from an entertainer's perspective, from an entertainer's background. Bill O'Reilly doesn't. Shepard Smith doesn't. Whoever the hell else they got, I don't even know who the hell else they got. They're all news people. He's an entertainer. So he's doing the smart thing. He's saying, why do I need to sign a deal with some network out there when there are more options today for talent than ever before? I can go on the web. I can buy my own cable channel. I can have my own internet radio show. I can have my own web show. I don't need these guys anymore, man. The internet is a cable channel for anybody that wants one. I can charge a subscription fee because I got something people want to pay for. That's what Glenn Beck is theorizing, and he's right. Do we have actualities with this, Jace? We do. Let me just play here a couple of things from Glenn Beck. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about it, but you got to separate, if you're somebody who doesn't like Glenn Beck, got to separate out the politics. On his Fox News show today, Glenn Beck acknowledged he's ending the show while he was comparing himself to Paul Revere. Good.
I took the job 2 years ago because I thought I had something important to share. I really thought that if I could prove my case that something wicked this way was coming, something in America was wrong, America would listen. And they have. I'm surprised at both the number that have and haven't, even with all of the facts. When I took this job, I didn't take it because it was going to be a career for me. Paul Revere did not get up on the horse and say, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. He didn't do it. He got off the horse at some point
and then made love to it. All right, I'm sorry. We'll play it all when we get back, but we have to take a break. World famous Phil Henry Show. And then we all talk about some other guy, whoever that was.
You.
Yeah, me. Oh, John Edwards.
Phil Henry.
Yeah, that's right. John Edwards.
Patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show.
I'm telling you right now, and everybody agrees with me too.
Boy, you got to be one. You got to be about 100 yards of stupid, bud. I'm telling you.
Man, what do we do now?
Welcome back to the show, and I'm not going to make a big thing out of this because Bud and Rick and Rance, all three of them are saying that Kurt Cobain, now I ain't saying Kurt Cobain wasn't a great songwriter. I ain't saying that Kurt Cobain wasn't a great visionary. I ain't saying that Kurt Cobain didn't write great, you know, music. I didn't say none of that stuff, you know. Bob Dylan was the same way for my generation, okay?
Yeah, but he's a great guitar player.
No way. You can't put Cobain in the same class with Hendrix. Are you high? Have you been sniffing, what, spot remover or something? What did he get into, really?
I don't know.
No, seriously, what did he get into?
I didn't get in nothing. Everybody knows Kurt Cobain's as good as Stevie Ray Vaughan and all that.
Stevie Ray Vaughan?
You know what? You're all addicted to the same musician and you don't want to hear no new and everything.
But I got nothing against new, man. You know, I mean, look, there's guys that play better. There's guys that are good guitar players among the new generation of musicians. I'm saying it. Kurt Cobain ain't a great guitar player.
Yes, he is. And you know what? Ask anybody that knows his music. They'll tell you the same thing.
What do you think?
I don't know. I know Hendrix. And I also know Johnny Guitar Watson. I think Johnny Guitar Watson, fantastic.
What? Johnny Guitar Watson? He wore a funny hat and everything.
So what if he wore a funny hat?
Well, that don't count.
What do you mean it doesn't count? Why? Because Kurt Cobain didn't wear a funny hat?
Eventually did.
When?
The day he shot himself. Get out of here.
Now, that's not... that. See what I'm saying? No respect, man. No respect.
I don't know, man. I'll tell Johnny Guitar Watson, I got a real mother for you now.
Huh!
Yeah, okay, great, man. Let's just, you know, take it easy. You know what? You're right. You guys are right. I won't argue with you. You're right. You're right, and when you're right, you're right. See, every generation... Somebody says to me, my generation, and I mark myself as an old guy here, but I mean, I'm thinking when I was a kid, right? Okay. Who's the greatest baseball player you ever saw, Phil? The greatest baseball player I ever saw, and it's just me, was Willie Mays. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't better players. But if a guy says to me, who was the best one for you? It was Willie Mays. Willie Mays played defense great. He ran the bases great. And he hit the hell out of that baseball. Those are all three aspects of baseball. Hitting, running, fielding. And Willie Mays was great at all of it. Now, in later years came Eric Davis, and in later years came other players. But I won't say you're wrong. So, Bud, you want to say Kurt Cobain? Fine. Maybe I don't know, man. You know, maybe I don't pay enough attention.
Well, you know, that's what it said about Johnny Guitar.
Well, will you get out of here with Johnny Guitar Watson? Not even Johnny Guitar Watson's going to say he's better than
Kurt Cobain would.
I don't know. All right, 877-876-PHIL. And let's see, writing off your thong underwear. Have you guys wanted to do that? Well, we'll give you an indication as to how you can do that because there's a famous TV anchor. Well, at least she tried to write off her thong underwear, and we'll find out what happened there. We also have John Edwards allegedly threatening suicide if he goes to jail. Allegedly threatening suicide if he goes to jail. All right, are we all done now with our Glenn Beck stuff? I think we are. I think we pretty much. All I'm saying about Glenn Beck is that he's not gone. If you liked his politics and if you liked what he had to say and if you liked the things that he was involved in talking about, he's going to be around. He's going to be easy to access. you know. If you dug his showmanship, he'll be around. The people that'll miss him will be Fox. And I'll tell you, Fox was more eager to stay in business with this guy than he was with Fox. Fox provides Glenn Beck with a certain platform, but the bread that this guy made, he don't need Fox. All right, here is the headline. I'd kill myself first. John Edwards suicidal over facing jail claim pals. This is nuts. Disgraced politician John Edwards. I would say I'm definitely having a better day than John Edwards.
Yeah, I would say that too, man. You were all bummed out the other day.
I'd say that. I'd say my life right now, I'm somewhere between Glenn Beck and John Edwards.
Yeah, you said that on Twitter.
Tweeter? Boy.
Or Twitter?
Twitter. Disgraced politician John Edwards is said to be deeply depressed to the point of being suicidal over the prospect of a criminal trial that could end with him being jailed if found guilty. The 57-year-old former presidential candidate reportedly told a close friend, I won't go to jail, I'll kill myself first. He has lost 20 pounds in the last year and has a, quote, broken spirit, reports the National Enquirer. According to the Enquirer, a close source said, I think John is suicidal. He knows that if he's indicted, prosecutors will try to get him to serve jail time and make an example of him. He's absolutely despondent over the fear of prison. Over the last year, he's lost about 20 pounds. Friends are concerned that he's escaping reality with booze. In early March, his legal team told him there was a strong chance he could be indicted, and John completely lost it, said this friend. He cried his eyes out and said, I won't go to jail. I'll kill myself first. The Enquirer first broke the story of Edwards' affair with Riel Hunter. A series of exclusives charted his sordid double life and his efforts to cover up the birth of his love child, daughter Frances Quinn, who is now three. The former North Carolina senator, who had been under federal grand jury investigation since April 2009 for alleged payments to take care of Ms. Hunter in violation of campaign rules. Probes have been carried out by both the IRS and the FBI. Complicating matters for Edwards is the action of Andrew Young, the former aide who helped cover up the affair by claiming that he was Frances Quinn's father. Young, who later admitted he lied to protect Edwards, wrote a book about his role in the cover-up. Now, Edwards is said to be worried about the prospect of Young taking the stand as the prosecution's star witness.
So, in other words, this guy is effed six ways of sunset.
In so many words, yes. Effed. Oh, baby. Baby.
Yeah, he's all in a heap.
I mean, and he's 57. You don't know, folks, I'm telling you. By the time you hit 57, 58, you want to have your stuff sort of together. I mean, at least you want to have your crap together enough you ain't going to jail. You know? And this cat, I I'm telling you, that's bad. How do you begin, number one, your wife is gone, dead of cancer. A woman that suffered not only the disease, the loss of a son, and then the fidelity of her marriage, in public, humiliated by another woman giving birth to that husband's child. After you were out on the campaign trail, campaigning for that man while you were sick. The guilt must eat this guy alive. No wonder he's lost 20 pounds. No wonder he's suicidal. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't doubt it.
You think he really killed himself?
I do. I absolutely do. I think the guy's wrapped too tight. I always did.
Well, it wouldn't be wrapped too tight. He lost 20 pounds.
Oh, well, you quit screwing him. What are you talking about, man?
No, I didn't want you being wrapped too tight.
I mean, he's nuts. He's nuts. John Edwards is nuts. You look at that clown's twitching face, and you know there's something wrong with him. From day one, that guy, I never understood a word that guy said. Who the hell ever understood anything that John Edwards was yakking about? He's running for president of the United States. He's a Democrat. Okay, fine. He was yammering on about poor people this and poor people that. There's nothing wrong with being an advocate for the poor. You're not going to get elected president of the United States with that pitch. Nobody could relate to it, except for poor people. And I'll bet you one thing. I bet you half the poor people can relate to it. He's yapping his mouth about the son of a miller. Okay, great. Now tell me what all that translates into. He couldn't tell you, man, if he had the rest of his life and yours. All I know is this guy ran for president twice. Then he was a vice presidential candidate. And that's it. He seemed like some cat that was bored with his position as a senator, bored to tears of all the money that he had, tired of the wife that he had, tired of the responsibilities that he had, wanted to be a rock star from Mars.
Yeah, he wanted to be Charlie Sheen, all right.
Probably wanted to be Charlie Sheen. Got out on the road as a presidential candidate, a rock star from Mars. Some cute chick is filming his story for a documentary. Hey, ain't this great? Next thing you know, boom. Hey, and she's probably not the only one. Didn't they say that this guy had a bunch of other girlfriends?
I don't know, man. I've been seeing something come out, but I don't know.
Well, like, she can't be number one. It's impossible. I'm telling you right now. So anyway, Young has claimed that the two, and now he's got one of his best friends in the world, may take the stand for the prosecution against him and say, yes, sir, I got it all, man. I know it all. And you know this guy knows it all, too. He knows every bit of it. And the federals, you know as well as I do, you don't have to watch too many TV shows to figure it out. They know how to put the screws on a guy real good. Especially these kind of clowns, these college boy politician. I mean, these guys are lightweights. These guys will put the screws on this Young, and he'll be sweating blood. He'll do anything.
Yeah, I'll bet he would, man. And that's another thing. And that's another thing, John Edwards. He's real cute.
Yeah, they love a punk like him inside.
Oh, will you be quiet? You and that lockdown show you watch. All right. Young has claimed the two wealthy supporters of the Edwards camp pumped vast sums of money into the campaign for the cover-up. The case of the mysterious alleged sex tape involving Edwards is also gathering pace. Hunter is suing Young for the return of the tape that reportedly includes Edwards performing sex acts on her. Young's wife, Sherry, said on Oprah Winfrey's show last year, I won't give any fine details, but I'll tell you, yes, he is naked. He is performing sexual acts. The woman is holding the camera. He's aware he's being taped. And that's the other thing. What is wrong with this clown? Is he out of his mind?
Yeah, let people tape you.
I mean, you have to have surrendered to some kind of megalomania, some sort of narcissism, whereby you're untouchable. You think there's nobody can lay a glove on you. According to the Wall Street Journal, Young has described the tape as like watching a traffic pileup occur in slow motion, repelling but also transfixing, because frankly, I think John is very attractive, he said. No, he didn't say that part.
Yeah, I hope not.
Now Edwards fears for the future of his family. His three oldest children, Harvard-educated lawyer Kate, age 28, Emma, 12, and Jack, 10, are still mourning the passing of their mother, Elizabeth, who died of breast cancer in December. Of course they are. That would be fantastic of you, Senator Edwards. That would be the ultimate act of selfishness and just the lowest thing. They've lost their mother. Now, why don't you kill yourself and really put the double whammy on their heads? That'll really be a beautiful move by you, man. You know, if you were any kind of a man, you take this prison sentence, because if that's what's coming your way, that's what's coming your way. And figure out how you can reconstitute your law practice. If I were him, I don't know if he's going to get disbarred or not. You know?
Would they disbar him on account of what he'd done as a president, or I mean of running for president?
They might, yeah. Sure. Okay, anyway, a second source told the Inquirer, John isn't hiding the fact that he's terrified of going to prison, but he's also extremely distraught about what will happen to his children. He's severely depressed, and even John's parents, who are very close to him, and their grandkids, are on edge. Mr. Edwards recently took his three oldest children to the beach resort for a getaway. According to the Inquirer, the source said John's children are all that he has left, and the trip was a way for him to say goodbye? He doesn't want to leave the children? But he says he can't go on living like this. Well, you know something? Last time I checked, he ain't in jail yet.
Uh-uh.
And he's going to have real good lawyers. And you know what? They can work some kind of probation out. Now, they think that this guy's... And the other thing is, and I hate to be so cynical, he may be working this whole story up so that the judge will be afraid that the guy's going to blow his brains out, and the judge will give him a light sentence.
Man, you're pretty cynical, aren't you?
Cynical? Come on, man. This cat's a lawyer. If he wasn't a lawyer, if he was some other, I might think differently. But John Edwards knows. He's been an attorney. He's probably counseled guys that have been looking at jail time and probably said, hey, you know what you got to do? Is da-da-da-da-da-da. The guy's been a lawyer. He's been a lifetime as an attorney. So, yeah, I believe he would do that. All right, coming up here on the Phil Henry Show, a shocking poll says that Donald Trump... as a serious contender for the White House might get elected, but would you ever consider voting for the Donald? I hate calling him the Donald, and I hate everything. What does that mean, the Donald? And what does it mean that he's running for president? Would he be a good president? Does he know what being a president is? Does Donald Trump have the qualifications to be a president? Let's find out. When we talk about that, we come back here on The Phil Hendry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's The Phil Hendry Show. Radio for patriots by patriots. It's The Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, do that. You want me to, I'll do it, okay? I mean, this guy, you won't shut up about that, will you? Kurt Cobain's guitar playing was good. There's no question. I am not knocking the man's ability as a musician, a songwriter. I'm not telling you. You are missing the point, man.
What's the point? You're saying he's not good?
No, I'm not saying he's not good. I'm saying he's great. Bob Dylan was the voice of my generation. But guess what? Bob Dylan couldn't play piano all that great. Anyway, here is Come As You Are. Okay, thank you. Now,
that's not fair, man. You got to play a better song than that.
All right, well, if I find one.
Get the one that it smells.
What do you mean it smells?
You know, it smells like Teen Spirit.
Yeah.
Well, then say it, man. It smells.
I was looking at you when I said it, and it...
I'll belt you, man. And you'll start crying. All right, in Columbus, Ohio, a former Central Ohio news anchor with WCNH Television and WBNS-TV in Columbus is learning the hard way that cotton thongs are not tax-deductible. Anitra Hamper landed in court after claiming a variety of beauty-related expenses on her tax return. How the hell did this make the news? This is a woman, she's claiming stuff on her tax return. It was not allowed. Now she's winding up in court. 38-year-old spent quite a lot of cash on her appearance, according to the lawsuit. Who's bringing the suit? She landed in court after claiming a variety of beauty-related expenses on her tax return. I guess it's the federal government they sue you, right? Including manicures, teeth whitening, gym fees, sportswear, bedding. She's a TV anchor. The 38-year-old spent quite a lot of cash on her appearance. She applied for a whopping $167,000 in expenses between 2005 and 2008. Petitioner's clothing purchases for work consisted of such items as traditional business suits, loungewear, a robe, sportswear, activewear, lingerie, cotton bikini, cotton thong underwear, and evening wear. Well, maybe she just walked out on the set in her thong one night.
Yeah, you don't have to wear no pants.
That's right. You don't have to wear any pants. All you got to have is whatever the hell the women wear. They wear the blazer with a thing, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure she's going out there. And she's nude and everything.
Yeah, well, maybe she was. So, in that case, the thong is a very important part of her... Anyway, Hamper's lawyers argued the expenses were all just part of her public job, consistent with the requirement that petitioner maintain a neat, professional, and conservative appearance. A tax court denied the expense deduction. She also attempted to expense a self-defense class after claiming she had a stalker, which the court... also slammed. The court recognizes the petitioner may have been the target of stalkers. Unfortunately, petitioner has not shown how her gym membership fees were related to her business. Oh, this is a non-story. So she spent... You must be hard up for news, man, at the New York Daily News. I think it was a curiosity that they did this story. So she spent $167,000, she claimed, on expenses, so they denied it. This happens all the time. All the time. Why is this news?
Then why are you reading it?
I don't know why I'm reading it. NBC poll surprised Donald Trump tied for second place in GOP field. Mitt Romney appears to be the early front runner in the largely... One debate between Mitt Romney and this guy Trump and it'll be all over. Don't worry about it. Although, I am bad at picking who's going to be the guy. But Trump may be a surprise contender, according to a new Wall Street Journal NBC News poll among Republican primary voters. Mr. Romney captured the support of 21% in a broad 9-candidate field. Mr. Trump was tied for second with Mike Huckabee, 17%. Newt Gingrich, 11%, just ahead of former Republican vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin, that everybody was worried about. And what did we tell you 3 years ago? She ain't running for president. She won't get elected president. She won't be the candidate of the party. Why is everybody stressing? And I'm not talking about Republicans. I'm talking about these dumbass liberals. You liberals are as stupid as the day is long when it comes to who you should worry about. Sarah Palin, you don't like her because there's just as many sexists in the Democratic Party as anywhere else. Sarah Palin wasn't liked mostly by women. They hated her guts. She ain't running for president. If Sarah Palin threw her name into the ring to be president, she would not get the nomination. They don't want her to be the nominee of the Republican Party. How many different ways can you say it? Phil Henry Show is produced by Jason Rantz. Technical director is Rick Johnson. And our associate producer is Dan Northcraft. PhilHenryShow.com is the place to get our archives, high-definition Phil TV, mugshots, shot glasses, mugshots, coffee mugs, I mean, and our Best of Phil Henry Show CDs. Till tonight, this is Phil Henry saying, oh, never mind.
Phil Henry.